The Dylan Sunflower Showdown Postcast is on the airwaves. Once again, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Your host, Eddie Greer, checking in with you here on this Friday night here in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State baseball team in Lawrence this weekend. I will be there for a little bit early in the morning for a special, the inaugural Kansas Relays 5K before the 100th edition of the Kansas Relays. But unfinished business. We're going to go right to the postcast. Game one wrapped up this afternoon. There was a schedule change. This game one was supposed to be going on right now as I do this postcast, but they moved the times to the afternoon game, and K-State takes down the Kansas Jayhawks in game one of a three-game set. Big three-game set like I talked about earlier on this podcast this week. K-State 5-4 on Friday afternoon in Lawrence, Kansas. This game was tied in the eighth inning, and Mr. Clutch himself, Roberto Pena, once again did it in a different way this time. Did a safety squeeze there, which drove in the winning run of this game. Roberto Pena's done everything for K-State, becoming huge in the last, 2 to 3 weeks for K-State offensively there. A big win in conference play for K-State, in my opinion. I'm recording this right now with the Braves handling the Royals right now. I'm going to be in two different places tomorrow, so already I got a big Saturday ahead of me. I'll be in Lawrence for, like I said, for the inaugural Kansas Relays 5K, and I'm off to Kansas City to see the Braves play the Royals in game two of a three-game set for the Braves. Cats take care of business in game one. We got a press release from manager Pete Hughes from the game. That was a great start to the series, Matthew Hughes says, and then go, quote, love how our guys refuse to be down, or that sounded real, the love how our guys refuse to be down this game. They answered KU's runs and then some. This was a back-and-forth game this afternoon, but of course, yes, these two teams, obviously, rivals, as we all well know, obviously from the football field and the basketball, for the baseball side, get a little shaky at times, but K-State needed to make a statement this game, and they did that there. K-State, as we look inside the box score here in the Pro Project Podcast postcast, fell behind early this game. KU struck first, scored two in the first, and K-State then laid the lumber down, scoring four in the third. Then the Jayhawks answered with two in the fifth to tie the game. And in the safety squeeze, who had that in the bingo card in this series? By Roberto Pena there, and that was it there, as Kansas could not get a run in the bottom of the ninth inning. The time of this game, 2 hours and 34 minutes. Over 1,200 was there to see it in Lawrence there, as K-State drops KU. Now we're all the 17 and 16 there on the year. Offensively, here we'll start there. Cash Ruggley had a hit in this game. He did, drove in one. Nick Goodwin also had a hit. He went 1-for-3, drove in two. Brady Day, big day for him, pun intended, or no pun intended. 3-for-4 in this game. He also struck out. Roberto Pena, huge RBI with that safety squeeze in the eighth. 1-for-4 in the game. As well, Brennan Jones also went 1-for-3 in the game. Pitching the winning pitcher for K-State, Ty Rule. Owen Bromenema started for K-State. He pitched almost 6 innings, went 5 2/3, gave up 7 hits, 4 runs, all of them were unearned. Walked 3 Jayhawks, but struck out 7. Ty Rule goes to 2-3, your winning pitcher in this game. 2 innings pitch, just a shy over 2 innings pitch. Gave up no hits, no runs, walked 1, struck out 2. Tyson Nabors with a 6th save of 2023. Clean inning with a strikeout included there as well. Daniel Thumper, what a name that is. he got the loss there for Kansas. He goes to 2-3 on the year. Colin Baumgartner started for Kansas. 4 innings pitch. He gave up 6 hits. All runs were unearned. 4 runs, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts in the contest there for Kansas there. And I better go with the finish off the inside the box score. K-State, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. KU, 4 runs, 7 hits, in an error in game one, taken by the Cats in this contest here, which now puts K-State at 22-14 overall and bounce back over five, back to 500, over 500 we go, 7-6 there as well. And oh, by the way, Nick Goodwin hit career home run for K-State 29th there today as well. I wanted to point that out there as well. As the Cats now all-time series leader, 184-177 losses in a stupid tie there as well. The Wildcats now 9-7 on the road. You got two more in Lawrence this weekend. You got game two now scheduled for 2 p.m. Central Time at Hogland Park in Lawrence, Kansas. These games can be seen on Big 12 Now, ESPN Plus, in the course coverage. If you can't be able to be in front of the television screen or, well, in Lawrence, you can catch it in the radio station here in town. K-Man will have you covered there as well. Good start for Kansas State this weekend. Like I say, you got to get these games here. So to keep kind of your path straight forward, if you will, here against your arch rival, is a good start here after a safety squeeze that's driving the winning run in the eighth inning by Roberto Pena. Cats take it 5-4 now, put themselves 22-14 on a 2023 campaign. Now 7-6 in league play. The Pro Project Podcast, once again, find it wherever you get your podcast. Appreciate you for stopping by and giving us a lesson here on the Pro Project Podcast. If you love what you're hearing, make sure you can do your next thing. Subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. We'll keep you up to the latest on sports outside of men's basketball and football. Of course, spring football wrapped up, I believe, is wrapping up here this week, as I read on K-State Twitter. So me and Alex will have you covered on the reactions of that on this week's upcoming episode of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, which is going to be episode 154. But before that, though, if you have not checked out 153, the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, you better do that now with our special guest from last time, Keelan Valentine as well. Cats take game one, 5-4 in Lawrence. Looking forward to game two in Lawrence tomorrow. Eddie Greer, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the postcast of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. P-P-P-P-D, Eddie Greer, go Cats. We will stay tuned. We'll talk to you here this weekend with more K-State coverage.